This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Sam Sianis, legendary owner of the Billy Goat Tavern in Chicago, has died today of natural causes. Sianis was 91 years old. Sianis opened the Billy Goat Tavern on Lower Michigan Avenue in 1964. That's 30 years after his uncle William opened the original location on West Madison. Sianis became famous at this underground location for saying cheeseburger, cheeseburger, a phrase that was popularized by a skit on Saturday Night Live. Sianis's son Bill has operated the Billy Goat for the past decade alongside his brother Paul. Bill Sianis tells the Sun-Times his dad was the type of person that lit up a room.
He was a hard worker. He always wanted to help out anybody that came in, all different walks of life. You know, people, they enjoyed him. Just his personality was infectious. He became like a part of Chicago.
Sam Sianis is survived by his wife, 6 children, and 12 grandchildren. Governor J.B. Pritzker visited a Springfield hospital late Wednesday for a minor complication from his recent urology procedure. The governor's office today said Pritzker saw a doctor but didn't stay overnight. The governor's office says Pritzker is doing great and has a full schedule planned for today, although he has no public events on his schedule. This year's Crosstown Classic kicks off this evening. The White Sox are hosting the Cubs at Wrate Field for the first half of the series. White Sox shortstop Colson Montgomery says he's looking forward to this rivalry matchup.
It's going to be really exciting. You know, they're a really good team, and you know, we're a really good team too. And you know, it's all sold out and things like that. So that's kind of what we expected, you know, especially from Sox and Cubs fans being so passionate.
Cubs just snapped a 4-game losing streak. They are in first place right now in the NL Central. The White Sox on a roll, winning their last 5 games. First pitch tonight, 6:40. The annual Shy Truck Food Fest is back at Daly Plaza for people lunching in the loop. The weekly series features a rotating selection of local vendors every Friday. It's organized by the Chicago Department of Business Affairs to highlight small businesses. The department's deputy commissioner is Tiffany Brooks, who says this year's food truck lineup is the most diverse yet.
Our goal is always to showcase all of the incredible culinary talent that we have across the entire city of Chicago. So there'll be so many different culinary delights and treats, barbecue and empanada, seafood, and there'll be sweet treats. So you'll have a little bit of everything to really satisfy everybody's palate.
Shy Truck Food Fest continues through October 4th. You're listening to The Rundown. Singer-songwriter Alinda Segarra has carved out a space as a leading voice in modern folk music, and the singer-songwriter recently found a home right here in Chicago playing with a group of local musicians. My colleague Courtney Kipper spoke with Segarra about 3 songs on a new live album from Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Snake plants, Florida water, I only wanted to ever be a good daughter, soft hands.
I want to start with this song, Snake Plant, also known as The Past Is Still Alive, because it really sort of dives into this period of your life when you were a young person and were riding trains across the country. Tell me just a little bit about that time in your life.
It's one of those things that you look back and you're like, who did that? That wasn't me, you know? But I left home when I was 17, and I was already really connected with a network of kids that were living on the street and riding freight trains. So I started doing it, and it really saved my life, honestly.
In the bushes while I wait for a train, under the bridge when it starts to rain. I never got to ride the sunset route, but I drank enough 100 proof.
That was how I started playing music on the street in New Orleans. That was how I learned about feminism. That was just also how I made friendships that have sustained me through the decades.
Oh, spirit, find me. Oh, spirit, guide me. I'm addicted to.
I I'm curious, what made you want to record these shows at Old Town School of Folk Music?
Well, we put out this record in 2024, and I really fell in love with this band that we put together. So after being on the road for a year and a half, I was like, if there's anything I really want to put in a time capsule, it's this group and this feeling that we have together.
Road is danger. I can hear you speaking. You can feel me breathing.
I want to hear a little bit about your song Alibi, which starts with this totally amazing line, you don't have to die if you don't want to die.
You don't have to die if you don't want to die. You could take it all back in the nick of time.
Tell me about that lyric and what you were kind of drawing upon when you wrote that.
Yeah, that was the first lyric that came to me. And it was just, that happens sometimes. I'll get a line and it'll become like the guiding light. It's kind of like a pinpoint on a map. And I'm like, I don't know how to get there, but I know that's the town I need to get to, you know? I just kept thinking, what does that mean? And, you know, I was writing this probably, it was in December, and my father ended up passing away in February. I found it really spooky, obviously, to have written this song and then to go through losing my dad.
Baby, I, you know that time can take you for a ride, can take you by surprise. Maybe you're all snake eyes. Baby, tell me why.
I also want to ask about Precious Cargo, which is a song you released a little while ago, but is really eerily relevant. And I just wanted to ask you about writing that song and what that process was like.
Yeah. In between the records Navigator and Life on Earth, I had a really bad case of writer's block. So I had all this time on my hands and I was living in New Orleans, and I encountered a volunteer group that was visiting folks that were stuck in immigrant detention. And I started visiting two men and I learned a lot about their life and their journey. And now they're both out. And that experience just really changed me. And it was the first time I had learned about our immigrant detention facility business that's going on. So I wrote that song, you know, with their permission, taking bits of the journey that they told me about.
Sleep on the floor for 17 days, we sleep on the floor like a dog. Sleep on the floor for 17 days for a blanket shivering hard. We sleep on the floor for 17 days, we sleep on the floor like a dog.
How does it land when you play that now versus when you first wrote it in 2022?
I mean, when I first wrote it, I felt like people didn't know what I was talking about. And now I feel like, obviously, people have more understanding of what ICE is, you know. Yeah, people seem to feel, I think, if anything, now people just really want a release. They want to see a reflection of what they're going through, what they're scared of, what is keeping them up at night. So people really react.
Don't know why you would lie on me, the man from the ICE. And I don't know why you hate on me.
That was Hooray for the Riff Raffs, Alinda Segarra talking with WBEZ's Courtney Kippers about their new live album.
Weather, a sunny, windy day, high in the low 70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, low near 60. And then for the weekend, mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday, and a chance for some rain. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.